1.
Good afternoon and welcome to the special commission meeting of April 18th, 2024. We have two items on the agenda today to talk about spring break recap as well as the city manager selection process. And I'll turn it over to our thank you to my colleagues for being here. And let's turn it over to our city clerk to read some announcements.
Good afternoon, everyone. During the special hybrid commission meeting, the city commission is physically present in the temporary commission chamber located at Miami Beach Convention Center, 1901 Convention Center Drive. It is the Sunset Vista Ballroom, fourth floor. It's Miami Beach, Florida, 33139. Members of the public who wish to attend the meeting or provide public comment in person may appear at the temporary commission chamber at Miami Beach Convention Center. Or to participate or provide comment virtually during the special commission meeting, the public may join the meeting by visiting the Zoom app on their smart device or on the web at zoom.us. By telephone, they could also join with the following two numbers. The local number is 305-224-1968. The toll-free number is 888-475-4499. Again, toll-free, 888-475-4499. The webinar ID is 813-928-576-71#. Again, the ID is 813-928-576-71#. Members of the public wanting to speak virtually on an item during the meeting must click the raise hand icon if using the Zoom app or star 9 on the telephone to raise their hand. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Ralph. Even though this is a shortened meeting and a special commission meeting, we're still going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. No invocation today, and I'm going to ask our interim city manager, Raquel Williams, to lead us. Great job. You passed. Okay, we're going to start off with the Sutnick Forum. Let's get started.
Yes, sir. Our first caller virtually, and if there's anyone in the audience who wishes to address the commission on any topics on this agenda, please come forward. But we're going to start with online. The first caller is 41st Street Bid. Please state your name. You have 2 minutes. Name and address, please.
Amy Mayhew for 41st Street Bid. Good afternoon. 975 Arthur Godfrey Road, Miami Beach, Florida, 33140. Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioner. We're calling to express support for staff's recommendation to not implement spring break garage measures or surface lot closures for 41st Street and 42nd. As you're aware, we're not heavily inundated with spring break crowds on 41st Street, and it's only negatively impacting our businesses and patrons. So we're looking for that support in backing staff recommendation. And we thank you very much for your efforts in tempering the spring break crowds.
Thank you so much, Amy. Go ahead, please, sir, state your name, address, and you have 2 minutes.
Glenn Hall, Chairman of Black Affairs Advisory, President Lagos Pine Tree HOA. A lot to unpack in 2 minutes, but I wanted to make sure that it was put in the record that I was a little bit disappointed in the after-action report. Did not include a lot of the work that the Black Affairs Advisory had provided to the city for many, many different years concerning suggestions for spring break. Back in 2021, we had suggested the shutting down of the parking lots to deal with the issue. The main issue that we have is crowds and the proliferation of illegal guns. And that was one of the points that we brought up. And also the initiation of the traffic loop. That is something we've been fighting for since 2021. That were two of the main effective things and tools that were utilized. Because I think there's no silver bullet to this. There's multiple tools that we use. One part of that I think needs to be emphasized is the Goodwill Ambassadors. They are the key point of Miami Beach PD's effectiveness because you can put on any directive, et cetera, but when you have to be that person to assist visitors and residents with issues that have been, you know, we've been dealing with, that person who has to be the person to talk to somebody, talk them down, They're very, very effective. And it's unfortunate also that, you know, we had put out a directive from December that outlined multiple different points that weren't followed, including the outreach to get the goodwill ambassadors from Miami-Dade County. That has affected us negatively, not having their support. I think also, too, the messaging was inappropriate. We have a lot of negativity concerning that, and it caused one of the reasons why we didn't get support from the county. And that's a big issue. So hopefully we'll continue the discussion. That just won't be it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you. Our next caller is a phone number that ends in 9575. Please unmute yourself, state your name, and you have 2 minutes, please.
Hi, this is Tim Carr, West Ave Neighborhood Association on West Avenue. Just calling on behalf of the Neighborhood Association, saying great job on spring break and really appreciate the momentum of carrying that forward and some of those best practices for Memorial Day as well. And for next year, again, I think Captain Resendez came up with the best practice where there's a code that you could have on your phone to make it tighter for the residents to use the public garages versus outsiders. So I know he's kind of piloting that project right now, and that's something I'd encourage you to explore. And again, if we do any type of activation around spring break, it should be focused on health, wellness, and fitness and activities for the residents and families. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to speak? Please come forward.
Welcome, Roger Abramson.
My thing is very short. First of all, I want to congratulate you all.
Mr. Abramson, I'm sorry. Can you start with your name?
Sure.
Address?
Absolutely. Yes. My name is Roger Abramson. I live on 6450 Collins Avenue in Miami Beach. So I just wanted to mention, I think the administration, the commission, and certainly the police department did a great job in controlling spring break. And I think it's great that we are now on the right track. My only particular issue is calling it the Law and Order City. You know, I was talking to a friend, and they had seen that remark, and they're kind of an upscale person. And they said, well, that's not really right. Why do you have to call it Law and Order City? And I agree with them. We can go and continue whatever we're doing. I just don't think that's the name that goes well with an upscale tourism in this city. So I would like not to, for you guys, and I know, Mayor, it was your suggestion, and I hate to say anything, but I do think we should try not to use that publicly. And that's all I have to say. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Roger.
Our next virtual caller is Seth Feuer. Seth, state your name, address, and you have 2 minutes, please.
Good afternoon, Commissioners, Mayor and Commissioners. Thank you so much for hosting this meeting. Seth Feuer, 1330 West Avenue, Miami Beach. I also have my businesses on Miami Beach on Lincoln Road. I was actually going to comment as well about being called the Law and Order City from a different perspective, more so because we're a hospitality city that has so much tourism going on. We just need to be careful with how we're branding this. It's important that we have law and order, and that is illustrated in a way that's not going to hurt our tourism and things coming in. I do want to give a tremendous, tremendous thanks to, first off, the Miami Beach Police Department for the tremendous job that they did this year. We've changed the conversation, but that also was not just the police department. It was Alina Hudak and the city, full administration, the Goodwill Ambassadors, all the hard work that has gone in for the last year for planning, and it's just been tremendous. Finally, just a request that I have is we really had a great conversation this year. We changed the conversation. We definitely won this battle. We didn't win this war. Just an observation that I had from this year is when we see that the crowds that are coming aren't as crazy as they may have been in years past, whatever is put in place, I think needs to be a little bit more flexible to allow more things to happen and help our businesses and our residents get around the businesses, earn some money, and just make it a better experience for those overall. Again, thank you so much for hosting this meeting. Sorry I'm not able to be there in person. I'm in Philadelphia on business. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Representative, you have 2 minutes. Please state your full name.
Great. Hi, everyone. State Representative Fabian Basabi, 9 Island Avenue. So first off, I want to, again, always congratulate you, Mr. Mayor, Commission. I think we've seen a great change, and I'm sorry for the comments that just came before me, because I was just about to say how important messaging was, and I don't think there's any greater support for our businesses, our residents, our community overall, than everyone understanding that we are, in fact, a law and order city. And that messaging is what made a key difference in our game plan this session. So I want to take you back a little bit to last year. And Mr. Mayor, again, I'm going to compliment you, because then, at the time, you were a commissioner who maybe broke ranks a little bit in politics, and you called me around 10 p.m., and you told me spring break is out of control, we've lost our city. That evening, I got the chief of staff of the governor, woke up the governor. By midnight, we had an action plan. That following morning, Director David Kerner was on the first flight out with a team of 60 FHP and an enhanced law enforcement effort that shut down spring break and gave our local resources the backup they needed to take back control of the city. Since then, you've been elected, and the rest of you who've decided to come up and really take advantage of this partnership. I think with the change of guard, the whole city has seen what true partnership and working together can accomplish. We've now taken all these plans to heart, right? I mean, you've got the Miami Beach City working with our state resources, and I just wanted to give you a full update report, and I rushed to get this because our law enforcement agencies aren't having a debriefing till next week, so I got you some of the facts of what we did. So this year, and since last year, you've been on a direct communication with FHP director, and David, you were up there with me. You met, I mean, we walked into every office from speaker designate, FHP director, FDLE director, everyone from the governor's office. Kristen, you were there. Joe, you were on by phone. I bothered you plenty. And Mr. Mayor, you had a great presence in Tallahassee this session. So I just want to give you a rundown on what happened. Assets deployed just to Miami Beach in partnership with your MBPD. We had between 15 and 57 troopers at all times on you. We had aerial vehicles, drone units. We had armored vehicles, 24 quick response team members on alert at all times. The personnel monetary cost to FHP alone was over $160,000. Mind you, because of our relationship with the state, we also got them to pick up that tab, so no additional burden to our taxpayers. The enforcement actions, we had over 1,100 moving citations, over 25 arrests, not limited to possessions of firearm by already convicted felons, felony narcotic charges, battery, DUI, felony warrants. Also, 7 guns were seized with one suspect who was actually out on bond from last year's spring break. So I just want to also recognize between Florida Highway Patrol, the FTLE, our local, you know, Miami-Dade partners, and our Miami Beach Police Department, these are brave men and women who are out there every single day, and I urge you and all of our residents, business owners, our community as a whole, to go out of your way to please recognize them as often as possible, shake their hands, and thank them for their service. I also want to let you know, on top of Miami Beach deployment, we also took control of the music festival Hard Rock and Ultra with over 150,000 attendees, and the Calle Ocho Music Festival in Little Havana. So there was even more than we imagined just going on in Miami Beach that we were able to take control over with that partnership. I want to recognize specifically certain troopers. So in our southern region, there's Chief Joseph Franza and Troop E Commander Major Collado, who we took a picture with. Mr. Mayor, you remember him well. Their leadership over the 3 weeks, they were not just background guys. They were front and center. I personally drove across all of our bridges. I saw them in action. They were not only working with our troopers that were on the detail. And then, of course, your local guys. I mean, our coffee with the cops is probably one of the most confusing things for me, because they're kind of trying to make every effort to let us know they're there for them. And I'm so glad to see the change of heart where we're going out of our way to show that we're there for them. Anyway, every day I'm grateful for our law enforcement and for our partnership. So thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate the partnership. Absolutely. Thanks for the update.
Our next virtual caller is Richard Segal. Please state your name and address, please.
Good morning, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and the Commission. On behalf of Brittany Bassant and myself, Richard Siegel, and the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, we wanted to go ahead and reiterate a message that we've sent in also via record, which is on behalf of the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, we truly wanted to express our support for all of you and the recent measures taken during spring break and to affirm our commitment to the well-being of our business community and citizens alike. As the primary advocate of businesses in Miami Beach, it's our responsibility to ensure the success and prosperity of our local economy while also prioritizing the overall quality of life for all residents and visitors. We understand that public safety is paramount, not only during high traffic periods like spring break, but year-round. We believe in the importance of collaboration between the city and the chamber to address the challenges faced by our community, particularly concerning public safety. Moving forward, we look forward to working closely with the city to strike a balance between maintaining public safety and supporting the interests of our business community. It is imperative that our ongoing dialogue and cooperation among all stakeholders continues so that we can collectively work towards building a better and stronger Miami Beach. By fostering open communication and collaboration, we can ensure that our city thrives economically while also providing a safe and enjoyable environment for all. Thank you for your dedication to the well-being of Miami Beach. And truly, Brittany Bassant and myself and the entire Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce look forward to our continued partnership in the years to come. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, please. State your name, address, and 2 minutes, please.
David Wallach, 900 Ocean Drive, Mango's Tropical Cafe, and I would imagine a resident pretty much since 1955 on all of Miami Beach, from 9th and Collins to Biscayne Point in high school. I want to, again, be part of the congratulatory committee. I remember back in 2023 when we finished, and quite frankly, I was spent a lot of time with Commissioner Fernandez then and how absolutely horrified we were of 16 to 18. Actually, I was in 16 stampedes in 2023. Two of them I had already closed by the time we curfewed the city, and I watched two more blow by, but I wasn't in those. And we were horrified, and I think that we had really committed to do drastic actions in 2024. And so, Mr. Mayor, it's wonderful that you took the lead and created those measures. Everything has a positive and a negative, and that's how we get electricity. Without one, we don't have the other. The positive was that you actually got the heat out of the street. And being there every night from the second weekend, the third weekend, and then Ultra Weekend, I watched, and I met a lot of you out there, and saw that the heat was out of the street. It was a huge success. Chief Wayne Jones commandeered a multi-layered deployment of hundreds upon hundreds of officers, which created an absolute blanket from the causeway all the way to the ocean. And it was really quite incredible to watch it unfold. And the bad guys didn't show up. And that was really exciting to see the bad guys not show up. But to think that we didn't have also thousands upon thousands of nice young people just with no money walking back and forth and back and forth and back and forth all night doing spring break. Let's not forget that those people are going to be here again next year, and that we are going to, again, do full deployment. We're going to do full resources, I'm sure, which may also include curfew if the second week looks like it did this year. I have no doubt that we're going to curfew again next year. But please also realize that the collateral damage to all of the businesses, not just on Ocean Drive, it was a domino effect that went through everyone. In the second, third, and Ultra Week, Mango's was down $500,000. So let's not have any, and that just doesn't go to David Wallach's pocket, so let's not be childish. That mostly goes to my staff. We lost our income in that 3-week period. The mistake was made in 2023 and in 24. Not in the first 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks, we were exemplary. The third week in Ultra, it's not a problem. We didn't need to block the causeways. We didn't need the barricades. The Ultra weekend is not our problem. That is a good, good weekend that everyone can come out of the barricades. So please, please consider that again when we plan for the next year. And also, one last thing.
Yes, please,
Spring
last
Break
point.
Is a cultural phenomenon of great massive energy. The only thing that can change it is another cultural phenomenon, not a little, let's have a nice little event for the families. That's not going to fill 22,000 hotel rooms in our city. We need to think big when we think about dislodging Spring Break. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Wayne Roberts. Mr. Roberts, go ahead, please. State your name, address. You have 2 minutes.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Roberts, South of Fifth. I just wanted to send congratulations, kudos to everybody, whether it's the city commission that really put it together, the communications department, the police department, the fire department, the state governor. Everybody came together. It was actually a miracle relative to the past. And I'm so excited that we were able to tackle something this problematic and change the dynamics. And it started really with the marketing, breaking up. I'm breaking up with Spring Break. And the demand on our people, our employees and the state employees was dramatically impacted by such marketing. And we have to get the promoters to stop promoting like 4 a.m. drunken environments, and that it isn't good for business. Hotel rates in the month of March was off 50%, and it's the same as prior years from seasonal rates at 4- and 5-star hotels, where, you know, the vast majority of our money, whether it's tax receipts or visitors, because no visitor is going to come in that environment. They're not going to come in that environment and spend money. The type of visitor that we do want, the tourist that we do want. And I want you to not take your foot off the pedal. I want you to accelerate, you know, not go over the speed limit, but accelerate. And I love you guys. Thank you very much for your efforts this March.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoever's next, please go ahead. You have 2 minutes. State your name, please.
Thank you. My name is Georgios. I work and live at the beach for 10 years now. I'm supporting the Spring Break measurements, and I want to thank, and I will start from the teams who are in the streets, like the police officers, Moises, and all the people who are taking care of us. Of course, the Chief Jones, our manager, our fire department, that is exceptional, the mayor, the commissioner, I supporting everybody here, now and before the race. And I want to say something is very important, because we don't really know how hard it is to bring these measurements. The Spring Break, people, criminals and bad people get pre-organized to do damage in our city. And we should ask valet parking guys, people who work here, when they valet the cars, how many weapons, the police know, how many weapons are in the cars. I know the associations, valet guys will not accept a car because it's an organized crime. And if you don't get ready to defend yourself, you have no chance to win. We have, this is my beach manager, we have seen situations where 1,000 people of crowds, how you want to step them. Nothing is perfect. It was the first measurements strict that was taken, and it was the only correct thing to do, because you cannot hold criminals that come organized to do damage in our city to get social network followers and publicity. We understand and we speak with the city, the mayor learned, the commissions learned, police learned, and we all learning, and we will do a better advertising next year to say these bad people, we don't want them here,
Thank you, sir.
We will advertise for families and good people who respect our city.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next virtual speaker is Louis Tyke. Louis, unmute yourself. You have 2 minutes.
Something.
Hi, I'm Louis Tyke.
Go ahead, sir.
I have a hotel in South Beach, and I have to say that I was very, very impressed with how the city acted this year to forego the experiences of last year. I really hope that the city is going to continue doing this. The addition of the police action was tremendous. It is true that some of the hotels have had big cancellations. We had cancellations of over $40,000. But we are very happy that these measures were taken, because it will mean that in the next few years, we will lose not $40,000, but we will make a majority of that and more. So I wanted to say thank you to the mayor, the commissioners, and the police department for this proactive stance that, in my opinion, is helping Miami Beach a lot for now and for the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir. State your name.
My name is Jose Agramonte. When I say thank you to law enforcement and the employees of the city, Miami Beach, because the action they're taking to protect the employees, the city, and all the visitors come to Miami. The most important, everybody in the planet talking about what you did and what you plan to do in the future. Because if you need to put in balance money and human being and safety, it's better to keep the people safe. And all those people that you protect, they go back a home safe and have a family together. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping doing what you're doing. No matter what people say, you are doing a great job. And for now, for the future, please do what you do. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Sir, come on up. State your name. Address, and you have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Joshua Smith, and I am the owner of Mind Over Matter Allied Health, LLC, and I am a mobile massage and physical therapist in the South Florida area. I curate wellness days for different municipalities, nonprofits, and companies in the South Florida area. So how that looks like is me and my staff will come in, and we'll massage your staff members, police officers as well. So I would love to come in and do something for the city.
Thank you, sir.
Beach.
Thank you. Our next speaker, go ahead, please.
Is it telephone or me?
No, it's going to be you. Come on up, state your name, address, and you have 2 minutes. Let me reset this.
Good afternoon. My name is Sherry Rubin, and I live at 1615 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm going to try to keep it brief. I just want to say I was very skeptical about the more law and order heavy approach to spring break. Though as a resident of going on 6 years, the previous two spring breaks had been horrific. Nobody liked what happened. So I wanted to approach with an open mind, and I did my best to do that, and I was so pleased with the results. I live in the thick of it, and it was undeniably much calmer. I was also very impressed with the Miami Beach PD and just who were everywhere, and the friendliness. And I felt overall that it was a very friendly presence. I never felt that it was in any way hostile, so that's terrific. I just wanted to briefly say I've worked as a high school teacher for 26 years now, and I would like to, kind of in conjunction with the gentleman in the white ball cap, I don't want to see Miami Beach, my Miami Beach, suffer for a failure of imagination. I agree. We should try to go big and make an exciting, positive, wholesome cultural event that can boost the businesses. I'm sorry. I have friends who are business owners. I was sorry that, whoa, that went fast, that they hurt financially. So I will try to wrap up just by saying I think if we do something that's welcoming to young people, to let them know, have fun. You know, I don't care if you smoke weed or overdrink. No guns, no violence, no vandalism. And that would be my hope, that we continue to make this the best city that it can be for spring break and for other wonderful cultural events as well. Look at Snap. I'm going to end right on the money. Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please state your name, address. Yeah, go, you're up, and you have 2 minutes.
Okay, hi, everybody. Hopefully I won't take the two. Irene Bigger. I'm a resident of South Beach, also president of the Art Deco Neighborhood Association. Very much impacted by spring break, and I just want to come up and say thank you. We felt the difference. It was not inconvenienced in really any way. And I just wanted two things. Messaging was great, and I think for the most part, because I have two young adults in their 20s, and my kids, from what I heard from them, you know, one living out of state, they got the message. A lot of these youth got the message. It was cheeky. It wasn't, you know, I think for somebody who's going to come without nefarious intentions, I think it was taken well. So that was great. And thank you for the collaboration. I want to thank each of you individually, but also for your collaboration, working not only with the city, the county, all the way up through the state, and all your efforts for making it successful. Don't know how sustainable it's going to be for us to continue doing this, but I hope that for however long it takes to at least get the message out and the message sticks, that then it will give way to a, you know, more sustainable and creative ways for us to just continue being the beautiful city that we are, the welcoming city that we are, and for people who want to come and enjoy it, to enjoy it for what it is. A couple of things, you know, in my capacity as president of an association, I always kind of talk to man on the street, woman on the street, and just wanted to mention a few things in terms of ways we can continue to improve. Parking was the major thing that I heard. A couple of examples were, you know, parking needs for medical appointments. People were coming and they weren't working here, but, you know, they had an appointment here, so maybe we can address that. Also, for the parking attendants to be better educated going forward, because that communication is key. One of the examples, too, was what if an employee has a W-2 that's from a corporate headquarters outside of where the place of employment is? Sometimes that caused a little bit of confusion. Well, you know, you're not working for the city. You're working for somebody outside of the city. So that was another thing. The parking rates, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you get these, you know, kids, young adults, or whoever, and I shouldn't just
Ms. Bigger, I need you to start wrapping up.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what?
Start wrapping up.
Okay, yeah, sorry. And I said I wasn't going to take more than two. Sorry. It kept the tailgating away. That was good. And then lastly, just the curfew. A lot of the short notice, short notice, it affects the employees of the city. And for them, it's really difficult for them to kind of like scramble and figure out other things, especially when they're depending on the income. So. But thank you again for all of your efforts. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Please come on up. You have 2 minutes, and you're the last speaker.
Yes, my name is Dory Foster. I've been living on the beach for 28 years now. I'm representing myself, even though I'm with the BAAC. I want to just really come here today because I thought it was for suggestions. And my suggestion is your commercial and how you're branding black people. Your branding, if you had diversity in that commercial, having someone say, you're the problem, if it was a black person with the HBC shirt on, that would have made the biggest difference, because these kids who are at these black universities come out here to have a good time like everybody else would. But I always find that there's the bad seed, the bad people coming in, making them look bad. But these kids, one day they're going to have to stand up and get a job once they finish college. And they're being looked upon as toxic. They're looked upon as thugs. And I think we need to pay attention to the branding that we do for these kids who are graduating from college. That's all I have to say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mayor, that concludes the summit.
Great. Thank you for everyone who spoke. All good comments. And why don't we call the first item, spring break.
Yes, sir. So the first item is R9B, Discuss Spring Break 2024 Comprehensive After Action Report.
actually going to ask PJ to show a video that the state put out. I think it oftentimes the videos and the pictures speak louder than words.
Authorities trying to avoid a repeat of what happened last night.
If somebody gets shot right in the middle of the street, I think that's the height of the insanity that's going on out here.
It's scary. It really is.
People started to rage through the streets, you know, running for their lives.
Businesses devastated.
We're just getting back on our feet, and now it's getting set back.
CBS 4 News crew attacked.
City of Miami Beach has declared a state of emergency.
Spring break is what it is, but it should not be impeding the functioning of businesses in the area. It should not be impacting the quality of life of our residents.
We need to correct these issues. We need to do it now.
We're a law and order state, and we're going to ensure law and order in this state.
Miami Beach police say the measures are working. Arrests this year are down compared to last year.
The message has definitely gotten out.
I think it's better than all the other years.
I feel safe. I think they've been doing a great job.
I like it because simply what happened last year to the guys that lost their life, this is the right response.
I spoke to the governor about a month ago, and the governor was very clear and unwavering. You have our commitment. We're a partner. We're going to help you. Just ask. Whatever you need, just ask. And they came through. They came through, and they gave us even more.
But you have not seen what you've seen in years past. I think that that's a great success.
Many of our businesses made more money. We had no damages. This year was the best spring break ever.
Florida is a law and order state.
Thank you. And I have a binder here of, maybe PJ, you could pull it up. And we all know this, but the media attention that we got in a positive way, not just locally here, but throughout the country. I'm trying to see if some of those headlines. Yeah, I mean, you're seeing it in national news. And we all know, we're all hearing from people that we know throughout the city. I've been getting letters, and maybe my colleagues as well, from people from New York and Chicago, and just noticing what we as collectively accomplished. And I think people are yearning for that, not only Miami Beach. And that's the key. The key is our residents told us loud and clear going into this. I mean, this obviously was part of several of us in our campaigns, but also just hearing the drumbeat that our residents were demanding that we took action. I'm very proud that we did this collectively. From a commission standpoint, to our city manager, Alina Hudak, our police chief, Wayne Jones, the county, and all the other sister cities, the state that came through. It's really tremendous. Somebody said it was a miracle, and actually that resonated with me. I'm sorry, I don't remember who said it, but it really is. If you think about everything that came together, the marketing campaign, it really was. To be able to take, and this is just a glimpse of some of the issues, but we all lived through it. Our residents lived through it. There are people, many of our residents left Miami Beach during the month of March. They did. They just went away. And many of those residents told us because of the measures that we took, they did not go away and leave Miami Beach this time around. Well, I'm also hearing a lot from businesses. Yes, a lot of businesses did make sacrifices, and we appreciate that. I think it's a little bit of mix. Some businesses may be a little upset about some of the measures. Some of the businesses lost money but are very appreciative, as we heard from one of the callers, Luis. That it was worth it because in the long run we'll make money. Then we hear from Georgios, who actually said he made more money this year because he didn't have to hire private security. He didn't have tables being overturned. He didn't have people coming and stealing from him. So there's a mix, but overall I think by almost universally even the businesses have said that this was a great accomplishment. But from our residents, I mean, it was clear as day. I hear, and it's not just to me. They say it to me, but I'm sure they're saying it to all my colleagues here, and I'm sure they're saying it to our police chief and others in our city. I literally hear it crossing the street every day. I heard it today. It's two words. Thank you. I want to turn it over to the city to give an after-action report, and then we'll obviously open it up to comments. But I think it's important to hear you. Raquel, I want to thank you and your team, obviously, and I'll thank Alina again for getting us through spring break. But this after action report is very thorough, very comprehensive, and I appreciate the great work that you did putting that together.
Thank you so much.
Honorable Mayor and Commissioners, we appreciate this opportunity to provide an after-action report and evaluation of our collective efforts during Spring Break 2024. The item before you describes the measures that were put into place based on your policy direction and also at the recommendation of the administration. I do also want to acknowledge Manager Hudak and all of her efforts and leadership in bringing the Spring Break plan to life, along with our senior management team, many of which are here this afternoon. I'd like a few of our departments to run through some of the measures and the stats from spring break. I want to start with our marketing and communications department to just briefly give an overview of some of the things that we did and the results. We'll then follow with police, code, parking, and fire. And if there are any other questions for any of our other departments, of course, we're happy to answer those questions.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Honorable Mayor and City Commissioners, Melissa Bertier, Director of Marketing and Communications. I am incredibly proud of the robust marketing and communications to residents, businesses, and the national reach we experienced regarding our various spring break measures. Our efforts, as you know, led to a very public breakup. But before I get into the marketing campaign, I want to briefly highlight some of our communications efforts, including: in October of last year, a letter was sent to all South Beach businesses regarding the potential of a curfew. And this correspondence was critical in upholding our curfew in court when Manager Hudak and Chief Jones were on that stand. We held a series of outreach meetings for residents, businesses, and hotels, sent over a dozen spring break-related emails and texts, along with conducted door-to-door outreach with collateral to impacted businesses. And we hope to start these conversations a lot earlier this year. We sent 6 official press releases, spoke to dozens and dozens of reporters weekly, sometimes it felt like daily, and over 100 organic posts were published on the city's own social media channels. The city's spring break webpage received almost 700,000 page views from over 250,000 users. These efforts, combined with our viral video, provided us with an estimated 19.8 billion media impressions, with 19.4 billion coming from organic earned media. And on that note, our incredible partners at the GMCVB and their agency of record, VML, have helped us put together a case study video, which I hope you'll indulge me in another video. And so, PJ and team, if you can roll the tape, please.
There's some bad news for college kids looking to party.
Miami Beach is trying to break up with spring break.
Miami Beach is breaking up with spring break.
Shutting down spring break in Miami?
Miami is shutting down spring break?
No, no, never no.
It's been utter madness.
Miami Beach saw 2 deadly shootings.
Miami Beach says it's had enough and would rather they just not come.
The city released a new PSA
telling visitors that the relationship simply isn't working out.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
So we're breaking up with you.
And it's not us. It's you.
It's not me, it's y'all.
It's you.
Miami legit broke up with spring break.
I have never seen a government try this hard to get you to not visit.
They even had these marketing ads right here. They are very serious when it comes to not wanting spring breakers in Miami.
Spring break, Miami Beach, and peaceful, all in the same sentence.
This is brilliant. I love this.
This is the calmest spring break we've had in years.
Miami Beach says its spring break crackdown was a big success.
I don't feel bad for none of y'all. Y'all don't deserve no spring break.
Here I am in the place that spring break grow. Miami doesn't want us there, uptight, bro. So I need a place to get away. Shall I take a plane to L.A., Tampa Bay, Monterey? No way. Wait, I know another city that's a bad spot. It's just like Miami, except kinda not.
The breakup has been successful.
We have not seen any of those violent outbursts like in years past.
maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Through the chair, if I could invite Chief Wayne Jones.
Good afternoon, Wayne Jones, Police Chief, Mr. Mayor, Commission, Madam City Manager. You know, yeah, spring break, as we all know, has been a challenge for us for so many years. And for too many of those years, the focus had been on police, police, police. And I got to give kudos to management, HUDAC, who, when she came in, she said, you know what? This is not a police event. This is a citywide event. And moving forward, every city department will be invested in addressing and dealing with the issues of spring break. And I think partly that's why we had success of spring break we had this year. I think another reason we had a success, quite frankly, is the very, very clever campaign that Melissa just showed. I think it sent the message very early on, at least early enough, to folks who were oftentimes intent on coming here to our beautiful city, breaking the law, causing all sorts of mischief. Stampedes, as mentioned by David Wallach, 16 last year, zero this year, all made a difference. What also made a difference was proactiveness in how we deployed our resources. Enhanced police services throughout the entire month, particularly two busiest weekends. We had an Alpha Bravo configuration, changing days off so every police officer in the city was working on the weekend, minimum of 13-hour shifts. Some police officers worked 16-hour shifts those weekends. That all made a difference. Partnered with all of our agencies in the South Florida region, federal, state, local agencies that came over here, sacrificed their time from their regular jobs to support us, 18 agencies in all, that resulted in some impressive results. I want to share some data points with you. In 2023, we seized 117 guns. This year, we seized 61 guns, down significantly from the year before. As we know, last year, we had two homicides. One of those homicides, one of the young men had two guns on him. So two people shot, three people involved, four guns. This year, we didn't have any of that. Significant difference based on the collaboration and efforts of all police departments involved and the plan that was put in place. When we look at the arrest numbers, you look at 2023, citywide arrest numbers of 532. This year, 481, down 10%. When we look at that number, 2024, as compared to 2 years ago, 2022, down 16%. And we look at Area 4 specifically, which is the entertainment district, this year, down 32% in terms of arrests, compared to 2022, down 51%. A calls for service, Area 4, i.e. entertainment district, down 16% this year, 37% the year before. As you know, we implemented both LPR details on the causeways and a DUI checkpoint on the Fifth Street corridor. As a result of that, a DUI arrest went up 75% when compared to a year ago. And then you look at the citations that were written as a result of a DUI checkpoint, 2,500 citations written, 53,000 tags or license plates that were read, 10 felony arrests made, and 10 misdemeanor arrests made because of the LPRs and the DUI checkpoint. So all in all, I think collectively, all those measures put in place with the support of outside agencies, with the support of our various city departments, this year was a success. Thank you.
Thank you.
I invite our code compliance director, followed by our parking director.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, Hernan Cardino, Code Compliance Director. So echoing the successes of our colleagues, our department was a little bit of an anomaly because we did have an increase in our service load or calls for service and our work production. And when we drilled down to find out what was the driving factors there, we learned that, we had a 2,625% increase in enforcement at the Indian Creek Waterway for illegal charters. And then we had an over 200% increase at the Miami Beach Marina. But all in all, we did issue 405 violations, and that ranged from business tax receipts, illegal graffiti, unapproved special events, right-of-way violations, environmental violations. We had 23 citations for noise. Noise complaints were down by 30% year over year. 253 sanitation violations, and we had an 18% increase in that service workload assessment that we discussed. I think the driving factors for our increases were the enhancements at the marinas, and it's just not our entertainment district. For us, it was citywide and year over year. We did have 25 businesses that were shut down for conducting business without a business tax receipt. One business who violated the 6 p.m. alcohol sales curfew, and five businesses that violated the 12 a.m. curfew. I'll take any questions if you have them.
Why don't we? I think it's probably best to have the presentation from the city administration, and then when we up here speak, we can always ask questions.
Agreed. Thank you, Mayor.
Good afternoon. Monica Beltran, Parking Director. So I'm going to summarize our initiatives as three: parking, garages, and lots, towing, and the monitoring of the different areas, including the on-street restrictions. We call garages and lots off-street, and on-street then the other. I'm going to jump to our, if you allow me, to our results. For the tows, they went up to $516 per tow. I think you might want to know that we towed 2,632 vehicles. Of these, only 246 were residents. The others were all visitors. This is, last year we did 1,205. Okay, our revenue, of course, suffered in the garages. The $30 rate when applied helped a little because it was higher. However, the restrictions in the garages impacted. That being said, there was plenty of activity at the convention center, and that helped us mitigate the loss. The attendance at the security guard, somebody mentioned that they needed to be better trained. We had to scramble to get sufficient number of security guards at these locations, and they were great at providing the help, and we tried to train them as best possible. There were a few hiccups, but overall it worked. Overall, our expenses for staffing were larger, but we did well. We had no incidents, and I think that's the most important thing. Any tow that occurred for $516 and were excusable, we addressed personally and worked in conjunction with the towing companies, and were able, the majority of the times, I'm going to say actually 100% of the times, to resolve the issues. Some may not have been happy anyway, but we did address it. Do you want to do recommendations?
So we'll cover that at the end. At this time, I'd like to invite our fire department.
Good afternoon, Virgil Fernandez. On the fire side, we saw a 16% decrease in total amount of incidents, although the bulk of those were in the EMS. We did see an increase in the fire incidents, and I believe that had to do a lot with the real bad weather that we had with the rainy days, with the automatic alarms and people stuck in elevators. That did increase our alarms. On the ocean rescue side, and these are estimates that Ocean Rescue makes, they saw a 36% decrease in patrons. Our fire inspections, the night inspections, what we found was that we were trying to encourage businesses to actually open their doors and avoid the queuing that was taking place in the sidewalk. With two exceptions, there were times where we had to hold the door for occupant load, but for the most part, everything went real well.
Thank you, Chief. And Mayor, our last presenter, last but not least, is Manager Hudak to go over some of our recommendations. In essence, she is passing the baton and allowing us to hear from her experience and lead us as we enter into our planning process for Spring Break 2025.
Thank you, Manager Williams. It is certainly an honor to be here. I'm having PTSD back to Zika. That was the last time I was in the pit, so it feels a little weird. But I have to say that as your advisor, my most important advice to all of you is to listen to what's been said by all of the directors and to understand that for those of us who were out there, and so many of you were out there by our side, and especially just even when we were out there on Thursday, knowing the risk of the decision-making that had to go into the weekend, please, please, please just don't take for granted for 1 minute what we experienced this year and what it means for next year. I can tell you that every decision that I've made and every decision that I've had to really, you know, think about over the last 4 years has been very, very difficult. And ultimately, the decisions in some cases were a huge risk and they worked, and in some cases they did not. And this year, I think, you know, thanks in great part to your leadership, Mr. Mayor, and all of you, really dating back now almost 6, 7, 8 months, the leadership that was provided in making decisions early enough to allow us to be really strong in terms of implementation has really been critical. And so as your advisor for the time being, and knowing that in March, wherever I am, my heart will always be here, I am asking you and really begging you to really maintain the level of effort, the level of support that you have demonstrated this year. I think it's critical that we support our police department. And if you turn to the page that has the list of recommendations, you'll read in the section with police, in the section with code compliance, outreach, as it relates to Ocean Drive specifically, almost in every section, we recommend maintaining the status quo. We recommend maintaining that level of deployment, that level of resource being committed to spring break. The one thing that I think all of us collectively agreed that the parking implementation had unintended consequences that we ourselves couldn't predict, and that there are so many private events that happen on the beach that the parking decisions really started to impact private events. And so you'll see in the paragraph related to parking a recommendation that is somewhere in between the implementation that we did this year and the original recommendation that had been made by staff. And I think that's something that I'm hoping that all of you will consider. And I'm hopeful that by July, this commission will really have brainstormed what's in this package. And just like we did last year in July, we had a workshop. Commitments were made. We were given very specific direction to reach out to businesses. I will tell you that in spending the hours that we spent in the courtroom as it related to the curfew, that it was critical to those of us who had to testify, and Wayne and I was on the stand for almost 2 hours. It was critical, that firsthand experience, that knowledge of what happens on the streets. It was critical to be able to say all of the things that this commission and that the mayor had directed us to do. It was critical to be able to outline in great detail the steps that the city had taken from July August, September, October, the different points at which we had done what we needed to do the appropriate outreach. So I would tell you that when you do the analytics on our data, it's very easy and it's it can get very comfortable to look at very specific initiatives, whether it's the DUI detail or the LPR detail or the implementation of the special event zone, which is something, you know, Commissioner Fernandez, you passed this year, you provide leadership to that concept, and look at the data independent of each other and decide, you know what, I'm not really sure that that level of resource is worth that outcome, but I will tell you that I would never view it that way. I would tell you that the collective approach of every single aspect of that implementation is what sent the message, and it sent the message loud and clear. You can't have a PR campaign that doesn't have substance, and it has to be very clear that that PR campaign had meaning and significance, and that if you were going to come to Miami Beach there and you were going to misbehave and there were very specific things that you were going to do, there were going to be repercussions. And if we said that we were going to close our beach at 6 p.m., we better make sure that we were properly closing our beach at 6 p.m. If we said that we were going to do X, Y, and Z, we had to have the resource to do it. So again, my very strong recommendation is that we continue to implement the plan as is, that we revisit the parking piece and tweak the parking piece. And I think that there's multiple iterations of the parking piece that can be discussed. I know that many of you are considering activations. I'm a big fan of activations, especially athletic activations. The volleyball activations last year were phenomenal, but I would only caution all of you that the moment you do activations, you're redirecting city resources to those activations. And when you do that, you run into an issue in the evening, because we need every staff resource available for the evenings, and the evenings are very intense. I know that Mr. Wallach had an issue with me specifically as it relates to Ultra Weekend. I can tell you, and Commissioner Suarez was out the Thursday night when I made the decision to impose the curfew, and I saw what was happening that night, and there was no way that I could have predicted that. I don't think that any of us can sit on a Thursday night, on a Wednesday night, on a Friday night, and predict what's going to happen. And I will never say that I can predict what's going to happen on Ultra Weekend. This business of this is a good weekend, this is a bad weekend, and this is a good weekend, and this is a bad weekend, I don't believe that. In March, we are extraordinarily busy. It's very, very difficult to predict what the crowd configuration is going to look like and how the crowd is going to behave. We were here on a Sunday night where we had an arrest on 8th and Ocean Drive, a Tesla that was exhibiting weapons, and our police department had to take down the Tesla at 8 p.m. on a Sunday night. And so I don't believe for one minute that an Ultra Weekend versus any other weekend is any better in March, and I would strongly advise the commission to stay strong throughout the entire month. And I want to, again, take a personal moment to thank you, Mr. Mayor, and to thank all of you for being as strong as you were, and I want to commend our staff. I think that all of you saw the leadership of our city in full force every single night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in the pouring torrential rain, in court, and throughout the entire month. And I'm very proud of the initiative. I'm very proud to have been your city manager and very grateful to all of you for your support.
Thank you. And I want to personally thank you for your leadership, not only for this past month of March, but really starting from last spring break to put everything together like you mentioned. But also, you know, you submitted your resignation shortly after. I can't even imagine what was going through your head going into March, through March. But, you know, I know from my own standpoint and perspective, you led the charge with professionalism, with grace. And it's just – and class. So I'm appreciative of whatever you were going through from the human side that led to your decision. You implemented and it did not show. So thank you for that. No, that was a soft comment.
Mayor, if I may just add one final note on the recommendation, something that I think – has been highlighted, but I do want to stress it. we need to start earlier this year, earlier on the plan, earlier on the messaging, earlier on the outreach. And so we are looking to this body for leadership and ensuring that we get an early start to get our message out so that people understand that Miami Beach isn't a place to do crazy things during spring break. It's a place for people who want to come and enjoy themselves and really take advantage of all the wonderful things that we have in our city. So we need to start earlier, for sure.
I agree, and we'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to turn it over, actually, to Commissioner Tanya Bott, who sponsored the item at the last commission meeting to have this special commission meeting, and we ultimately added the city manager selection process to it as well. So we're here because of you. So it's yours. Why don't you I'm sorry?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, in the recommendations, the only thing that's missing, I think, is talking about how you're going to make it rain for two of the weekends next year. Listen, I think I can, I don't mean to speak for my colleagues, but I think I can speak for my colleagues that you all, city leadership, staff, the folks on the street, the folks who volunteered, the people who came in from all parts of the state, from around the county, but our home team, police officers, goodwill ambassadors, firefighters, rescue, people who, you know, moved in from wherever they live to the beach for three or four nights so that they could be here at a moment's notice. It's, you know, it's not a day job working for this city. It's not like some cute little 80,000 city somewhere in middle America. It is a passion and a commitment. And if anybody has any doubt about who you are collectively, just come see what you do over the month of March. So thank you very, very much. I would like to echo what the mayor said about this report, this after-action report being fantastic. I have nothing to compare it to because I didn't look as closely as the previous years. I'm sure those were also fantastic, but this being my first official one, it's a great starting point for the discussions that need to take place as soon as possible. I want to also thank my colleagues because convening this meeting was a battle, and I was really surprised that it was such a battle because my vision was for all of us here on the dais and in the pit, as Manager Hudak referred to it, and everybody in a leadership position from our staff side, from our neighborhoods and business and residents and hoteliers and visitors side, to be able to hear and read and see exactly the same information so that as we go into the decision-making process, starting probably as early as May, with ideas starting to percolate up, we all know what the wins were and where the opportunities for improvement might be for tweaking. I want to also just let everybody here know that I did reach out to Miami-Dade Chair Oliver Gilbert to join us because he is such an instrumental point person for working to getting the Goodwill Ambassadors here to Miami Beach. Unfortunately, he was not able to get back to me in time, so I know his family is suffering from a loss, so I don't know if that is an issue, but that outreach will continue, I'm sure, from all of us and start as early as possible. I also wanted to just point out, and this is not final official, but from the GMCVB's March numbers, hotel rates were actually up. Somebody else mentioned the number from the GMCVB is 2.6 versus a year ago, and room rates, while they were down very slightly, they were still over $360 a night. So I know there's a false narrative that, you know, our hotels are empty and we're spending $50 a night on hotel rooms. That was not the case this year, and, you know, we can, you know, we're not competitive or anything. It's not like we're going to try to beat these numbers next year. You know, that's a pretty nice target to hit. So I just want to, again, thank you for my colleagues who said yes, embraced the idea of this meeting, to my colleagues who agreed reluctantly out of respect for the goal of the mission, and even for my colleagues who said, not interested, don't want to do it, because I think we will all be better for it. And I am really grateful to you all for being here and hearing this. And with that, I turn it back to you.
Thank you, Commissioner Bott. Vice Mayor Laura Dominguez.
Thank you, Mayor. I think that the spring break approach worked very well, and a huge thank you to Alina Hudak, our city manager, and to the police chief, Wayne Jones, and everyone in the city administration definitely did a wonderful job. So thank you for what everyone did. And I don't want to go out of order. Are we going to talk about specifics?
I mean, the mic is open. I thought today was there's going to be time for that, as our city manager Williams mentioned, that we should start early. So I think there's a place for that. I don't know if we need to do that today, but
My only comment would be that I felt that closing the garages across the entire areas that we did really affected residential neighborhoods like Sunset Harbor and on 41st Street. So when taking a look at what we're going to do with parking for next year, take into consideration some of the garages. Also, we had to do many accommodations for Live Nation and New World Symphony because they had ticketed events and we had to open the garage for that. So it really put the parking department in a tough situation and having to jump through hoops to get that done. And so that part was top of mind for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Vice Mayor Dominguez. Why don't we finish my left side here, Commissioner David Suarez, and then we'll start back with Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to start off by saying thank you, Miami Beach Police. I was out almost every night on my little scooter and just checking out what was going on, especially on Ocean Drive, and the level of patience that our police have is second to none. I mean, what I saw them go through on a nightly basis, it's a stark reminder of what our first responders have to go through, especially the police. And, you know, it really is, you know, I believe it was Chief Jones that came up here and said, you know, we're not going to police our way out of it. We have to take a holistic approach on handling spring break. And I think this past spring break, we took a very important step, and it was the first stab at really getting a handle of it. It really does take every department in a city to successfully get this under control. I was with code and you know, they had this golf cart free rides. It wasn't free. They pay, or they encourage you to pay. And it's just in code, but they were out also enforcing our ordinances, and it was an all hands on deck approach. And I think we should be very careful about, you know, slipping back and saying we got it under control, next year is going to be fine. I think, unfortunately, this is going to take a couple of years to really get the message out that the party is over during the month of March. And we need to make sure that we stay vigilant on that messaging. And I think more than anything was our communications to the world that the party is over, that we're breaking up with spring break. And I commend our Melissa. Great job. On organizing this. Because I wholeheartedly believe that without that key component, you know, we would have been at a much greater disadvantage, and the police would have been at a greater disadvantage. And we all came together, and we got it right this time. Okay, and I think sure, you know, we're going to pat ourselves on the back, but this is going to come again in about 350 days or 40 days, and we're going to be up here, and we're going to have to make more tough decisions. You know, I love to see that those stats show that hotel rooms are up, flights were up, people came here, and I can guarantee you that is going to pay dividends down for the next year. And for the next month of March, because people are going to know that it's safe to come here and that Miami Beach is a welcoming city. So, you know, a couple things that I think we could have just done a little bit better, as Alina pointed out, on that Thursday is when we really, third week of March, on that Thursday, you could feel it. You could feel that there was a change, and it was palpable. But what we didn't have on that Thursday was FHP. We didn't have the county. We didn't have the same resources that we had on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And the only thing that I would change is to ensure that Thursday we have covered just as much as the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I also, before I let off, I really want to thank my colleagues for up here. And by no means am I trying to do a lap. Look, I just got elected in November. You know, I had a little bit of an ask for the parking garage closures. In the grand scheme of things, it probably helped, but it wasn't what made spring break spring break. I think it was collectively all of us up here, and I want to congratulate everyone up here to really staying focused on the mission at hand. And the mission at hand was reshaping our brand and our image of Miami Beach for the better.
Thank you. Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I want to also echo the incredible admiration for the work that the entire city administration did under the leadership of our outgoing city manager, Alina Hudak. But every single department, seeing you out there, I was out there with you guys every single weekend of the month of March. You all probably got sick of seeing me out there. But it really was impressive. The Miami Beach Police Department out there in full force, working extended hours hand in hand with every single department, transportation, public works, parks, every single department, even those that usually one would not associate with something like public safety and spring break. So it really was multi-departmental and really an incredible debt of gratitude. Moving forward, I think it's important to acknowledge the reason why we had success this year. In large part, as mentioned by City Manager Hudak and by our interim City Manager Williams, in large part, it's because we followed the professional recommendations, and it was a holistic approach. It was not, you know, piecemeal measures that were implemented on the fly. These were holistic measures that were able to be branded. But the most important thing was that we were proactive. A year ago, last March, March 27th of last year, we were already proactively endorsing a curfew for spring break 2024. And over a year ago, we were already directing the administration to notify businesses through that communication, through that robust communication that our marketing department engaged in. And so it's important to be speaking about this now, because that indeed was so important, seeing the court hearing when we were challenged in court, for our staff, for our city manager, for our city attorneys, for our police chief, to be able to say, well, we've been communicating and we've been informing people ahead of time because we knew what the trends were telling us. And so so being proactive about it, and as soon as we have an opportunity, actually, you know, fine-tuning feedback to give back to the administration, I think will be key, as we did last year. Certain things that I would like us to continue going into spring break for next year is that, if again, number one, if we are going to be looking at proactively endorsing curfews for next year, if we have the desire to, you know, endorse it as a tool, that we provide that feedback to the city administration as soon as possible so that then they can relay the message to the businesses. That was key that we did last year that I think we should continue doing for next year. Another key thing that we did last year that that I think we need to continue for next year was the fact that we took funding away. We said no more city-funded, city-produced programming during the month of March. And we were able to reallocate up to $3 million towards additional public safety for spring break. And I think that was so key, because when we have these city-produced activations, what ends up happening is that you're taking away code enforcement, you're taking away police presence from where we need them most, to be over at the activations where perhaps we could do without, especially during the month of March. You know, in looking through the recommendations, you know, I agree that perhaps we don't need to go up to 42nd Street in Mid Beach with the parking closures, but I do think, you know, the increased non-resident spring break parking rate of up to $100 was not only important and effective, but I do believe it was a key part of the marketing campaign. And that's something I personally feel I would like to see us continue for next year. And I'll just quickly I just want to touch on a few points. I agree with my colleague Commissioner Suarez. You know, there came a point in the third weekend of March that you just noticed something different. And I think what we learned from that is that perhaps, you know, starting Thursday, it might be good to have the LPR details and the DUI checkpoints. And not just Thursday of that third week in March, but perhaps even consider starting, you know, the second week in March, that Thursday, with DUI checkpoints and LPR details as individuals are coming into the city. I think the barricades is something that merits further more vetting, and I would ask our city administration to further review the use of these barricades. I've had a number of Zoom meetings with residents and with businesses, and there seems to be opinions about these barricades. So, you know, some people complained that the barricades impeded the ability for businesses to get deliveries. You know, perhaps it's something that we can look at and see and see how we can, you know, fix that. Some people mentioned, including residents, perhaps having a mid-block access in the barricades just to be able to get in and out of blocks more easily. Something to consider as well. As it relates to the barricades, a lot of people raised the necessity to have the barricades on the last weekend, on the fourth weekend. That I believe is reasonable. If you're out there and you saw what the fourth weekend was like, you really start to, you know, question, is it really necessary to have these barricades out there on the fourth weekend? And lastly, I really want us to be able to think about the employees, not just our employees, but the employees of our private businesses and how they're able to enter and exit the garages. Sometimes they did have difficulties. Sometimes the security guards that were at these garages weren't the best trained. So we got to figure out how we fix that. But I do want to offer that feedback, but truly celebrate our city. Celebrate our city, all of our employees for their tremendous dedication. Our residents are so grateful. As the mayor mentioned, there's nowhere in this city that you go where you don't hear residents expressing tremendous gratitude for the work that each and every one of our employees did in this. And one of the key things in all of this is us realizing that we are also a destination, and we do need to find that fine balance. And realizing that the biggest problem that we've had with spring break in the month of March aren't even individuals coming in from out of town. Our biggest challenge are locals from within Miami, from within Miami-Dade County and from within South Florida that are causing our greatest challenges. And how do we ultimately correct that? And that's something that extends beyond spring break. It's a bigger conversation that we need to that we need to have. And just to close, I want to thank our business community, because our business community has been such an important partner in the sense that not only have you given us feedback, but you've understood the necessity of these measures. And you've offered constructive feedback. And the commitment has to be to continue working with all of you to make sure that this truly is a collaborative effort as we head into the next spring break. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez.
In March of 2023, one of the restaurant owners on Ocean Drive invited me and my family to go down and have dinner. We decided to do that because I wanted to see what was happening. And as we were sitting there at the table, we heard gunshots. There was a stampede, and I saw my son hit the floor with his hands over, like, with his face on the ground, and he was visibly shaking, and we all thought that we were going to be shot, or we had no idea what was going to happen. And it was that moment that I said to myself, I don't see how we ever fix this. We had spent millions and millions of dollars in programming every year. We have tried everything. And this year, I really think I was thinking a lot about spring break. And, you know, there's nothing like a slogan. Burger King said, have it your way. Maybelline, maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's Maybelline. L'Oreal said, because you're worth it. Nike said, just do it. Lay said, you can't just eat just one. And now Miami Beach said, we are breaking up with spring break. And that just resonated. That PR campaign, the $22 billion, that, by the way, cost us $250,000, was the best use. It changed everything. You know, we did a few things differently, but really, that marketing campaign is going to win international awards. That slogan is going to be on this list with top slogans. It is so difficult to get a viral video. And you know, the funny part about it is that I remember I was rushing toward my car one day and walking, and Melissa was following me along. She's like, hey, you got this slogan for spring break? And I'm like, no, no, no. So she shows it to me on my phone. I'm like, listen, I got to go. And she goes, well, we're going to break up with spring break. I looked at like 5 seconds of the video. I go, perfect. Sounds good. But, you know, I really wasn't expecting it to go viral, I have to say. You know, I am not on TikTok. I wish I knew how to, like, have the video and make comment on the video. When I do that, people might be afraid of me. But at some point, I'm going to learn how to use that technology and do the same thing on TikTok. But it was such a coup for us, really. I mean, we had crazy ideas, draconian ideas. We really wanted to shut down everybody down from, you know, alcohol hours of operation. Mayor Minor, you wanted to enclose us in a chain link fence. Remember? These were crazy ideas because we were desperate. Really. We had no idea what to do or how to solve the problem. And this campaign did it. So I don't know who this PR agency is. VML. I want to congratulate Melissa, the GMCB. I can never remember that GMCVB acronym. You know, for what was happening here in spring break, and really congratulate all of you, because you know one thing that Alina, that you did differently than anybody I had seen before is you had every department on board. But even with every department on board, we still, last year, and I remember that you met and all hands were on deck and code compliance was walking up and down Lincoln Road, and we still didn't find the solution. I think that the parking thing was essential. Commissioner Fernandez and Monica Beltran, I'm so sorry Monica's leaving. Where's Monica? I love you, Monica. That idea, and then to actually close the lots, was an even more brilliant idea, Commissioner Suarez. I think the presence of the state of Florida and the governor coming here twice, and I would like to thank Mayor Minor for that, because I know that those two press conferences, they were scary press conferences. I was like, ew, I wouldn't want to be there. He had like all these scary-looking law enforcement people behind him with Make America Great stuff going on. It was scary, okay? And it wasn't like... It wasn't necessarily, it's defining who we are. I like to think of us as a welcoming, human rights, loving community. We can be both. We can be law and order, and we can be human rights-based, right? We can respect our Constitution and be law and order, can't we, Mayor Minor?
Absolutely.
I'm hoping we can. And so, you know, moving forward, we have to just repeat what we did last year. And, hopefully, I don't know if our video will go viral again, but it will be, we're breaking up with spring break 2.0. And I congratulate everybody who worked so hard. And it was really lovely to see, after so many years of failure, finally we had a success. So go, guys. It was really good. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Magazine.
How do I follow that? Well, I'll start with a slogan that I love, one of my favorites. It's, if you dream it, you can do it. That was Walt Disney. And I truly believe that Miami Beach can be anything that we dream of. My dream for Miami Beach is to change our identity of who we're going to be. Not just spring break, but 365 days a year, 52 weeks a year. This spring break, as we've all said, was a complete success compared to what happened in years past. Truly an all-hands-on-deck effort between elected officials, city staff, our residents, and our business community. But this isn't sustainable. I don't dream of living in a city where, in some of our most enjoyable months, we must bring in Florida Department of Highway Patrol, thousands of law enforcement officers from different jurisdictions, chance a viral video catching on or not, hoping for rain, or even picking what weekends in March are high impact or not. I applaud us unequivocally for taking action and deciding who we do not want to be. But the next step in this is unequivocally in taking decisive action in who we do want to be. And that is where past administrations got this wrong. And that's where I'm hoping we can really stake a claim and make ourselves different. It's easy to say who we don't want to be, but who do we want to be? We need to fill in that vacuum. We are moving forward. We are breaking up with spring break, and we are not looking back. But we need to look forward about who we want to be. We need to take decisive action. We're lucky that we are Miami Beach because we can be what we dream of. We were born on third base, so I strongly urge we don't remain happy remaining there. If the end of all of our terms, we're still sitting here discussing traffic plans and marketing messages and things like that in another 2 years or 4 years or 6 years or 8 years, we've collectively failed. We can choose anything that we want to be as a city. We don't need to cater to this business model where we are burdening our law burdening all our law enforcement, doubling and tripling down on tourism. After this great, great successive campaign where we became one of the best places in the world in March for our residents, we can't double and triple down on the hospitality and tourism. We can create an even stronger residential community that doesn't negatively impact our businesses. We can create a thriving business and economic community by replacing some of those lower-end business models that are attracting what's historically been a dangerous element, asking ourselves why we are a city that attracts this spring break model, why we are a city where fast food chains are opening two blocks away from one of the most glamorous beaches in the entire world. And then we take decisive action to fix this. So, again, I'll repeat all the applause, every single hands-on-deck effort. It was a resounding success. But I just urge us, continue forward in the short term. But over the medium, longer term, I know I will be thinking with the grandiose vision for exactly who Miami Beach wants to be. Thank you.
Commissioner Bott.
I know we're closing out and being extended a point of personal privilege, but I want to say that it gives me such pleasure to hear from my colleagues on the dais and staff in every department and people who came to share their views, talk about a holistic vision of who we are and where we want to be and how we're going to get there. And so, you know, a lot of you have heard me say often over the last year and the last number of months that we really need to plan for the city that we want to be, not put up with the city that we are right now. And so I think this is a great step forward, and I look forward to getting to work, rolling up our sleeves, and doing it even better next year. So thank you to everybody who made this happen today, and on to the next.
Great. I'll just close before we get to the city manager selection process. I think we all properly acknowledged our city administration and police force and really every department and the marketing. But I just want to close by thanking, it's more than one, it's not really a person, it's our residents. Our residents made this happen today because our residents told us last year, throughout the year, that enough was enough and that we have to end this. And they were going to hold us accountable for it. And what we saw, the success we saw, would not have happened if it wasn't collectively for our residents. And what's interesting, it's not just South Beach residents. It's Mid Beach, it's North Beach too. Because when I went, and I think we heard some of the comments, no matter where I went in the city, Mid Beach, North Beach, certainly South Beach, because that directly impacted, it was thank you. Because everybody, even if they didn't see it personally and live, even if they didn't feel the impact, they felt it because it was their city. It was their city that was being tarnished and making negative international and national headlines. And our residents told us they had enough. But I also want to collectively thank everybody on this dais because the city administration really did a picture-perfect job of implementing what we legislatively codified. And I had put together a resolution. Many of you added very integral portions of that. But importantly, we were united as one. That doesn't happen often. And I could tell you, being a commissioner for 4 years, that we were not united for most part when it came to spring break. So I actually want to thank each one of you, Commissioner Fernandez, Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, Commissioner Magazine, Commissioner Bach, Vice Mayor Dominguez, Commissioner Suarez, because it was not only the collective unanimity in the voting process, but it was in speaking with the media. It was speaking at various functions. That message gets out. People see that. And it was important that the whole world recognized that we were united and that people were going to be held accountable if they came to our city to try to break our laws. And I think what's also important, and which I'm really comforted in seeing from this commission, is it's not just the month of March. When we talk about law and order, it's literally 365 days a year. We're demanding more and more, whether it be homeless issues, whether it be police presence and visibility, we are going to continue to demand more and more from our police department, from all our departments, in a positive way. But we're saying that we want our city to be the safest city in America, and we are working toward that goal. And that has an impact. That has an impact in the month of March when we're getting that message out every day of the year. So really, thank you all. I think it's not lost on me how imperative it was, each and every one of you, to make this happen.
Mr. Mayor?
I really want to get to the next item, but...
Just a question. We don't need to take any action here today.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Are we going to be having any further discussions on spring break?
Yeah. I mean, I think as our city manager, Williams, mentioned, I think it's important that we get started early, and we're going to have many discussions about it. I think this was important. Thank you, Commissioner Bott, for putting this on. But yes. But I don't see any voting item today because there's going to be plenty of opportunity for that. Thank you. City Clerk, if you can call the next the city manager selection item.
Yes, sir. Next item is R9C. Discuss and take action on the chronology and procedures for the selection/appointment of the new city manager. R9C.
I'd like to turn it over to our city attorney, Rick DiPico, to sort of lay out what we're looking at and what we should accomplish here today.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the April 3 commission meeting, the body directed the Human Resources Department to develop a procurement document to engage an executive recruitment firm. After that meeting, Human Resources advised that the city has an existing professional services agreement with a company called GovHR USA. GovHR USA was engaged pursuant to an ITQ issued in 2023 to assist with recruiting certain candidates for director-level positions. The main decision you have today will be whether to proceed with MGT or issue an ITQ to identify and retain a different recruiting firm. Excuse me. The clerk and I worked with Human Resources, and we prepared two chronologies, which were distributed last week by LTC. It's important to note that chronologies we developed are only estimates based on certain assumptions that we made and will be subject to review and acceptance by the executive search firm that is selected to conduct the search. Any additional steps or procedures that the commission may wish to include could impact the timeline. We've determined that if the commission wishes to proceed with the existing firm, MGT, the job description would be approved by your May 15th meeting, if all goes well, and the position will be posted and advertised on or around May 16th. MGT would then evaluate and interview candidates and provide a list of the most highly qualified candidates by July 3rd. The commission would shortlist the pool of candidates at a July 10 special meeting, and then you would conduct public interviews of the finalists and make a selection at your July 24 meeting. If this estimate is accurate, we believe that a city manager can be under contract and sworn in at your September 11 meeting if you opt to go with chronology one, which is using the existing recruitment firm, or MGT. If the commission prefers to issue an invitation to quote, then we would follow chronology two, which is also included in the LTC that we issued and in your agenda packets. We anticipate that issuing an invitation to quote, which is the proper procurement method for goods and services that will not exceed $100,000, that could be on the street by Monday at latest, consistent with the ITQ that was included as Exhibit A to the LTC. The commission would appoint designees to make recommendations as to the top three proposers, or you could decide you want to see all of the proposers. But ultimately, the idea is that you would return at your May 22nd meeting and select the firm of the ones who responded to the ITQ and who were responsive and responsible. Under this chronology, we've estimated that the job description would be approved at your June 26th meeting, and the opening will be posted and advertised on or around July 1. The selected firm would evaluate and interview candidates and provide a list of the most highly qualified applicants by September 1. This body would shortlist the pool of candidates at its September 11th meeting and conduct public interviews and make a selection at your October 9th meeting. If our estimate is accurate, we believe that a city manager can be under contract and sworn in at your December 11 meeting if you proceed with chronology 2. Now, I want to just highlight the decisions that we will need for you to make today as a body. The first decision is to conceptually approve either Chronology 1, which assumes that you will proceed with the existing firm or MGT, or if you wish to proceed with Chronology 2, which involves issuing an invitation to quote. The next decision you will need to make is whether you wish to do as has been done in recent procurements, which is to appoint the city clerk as the point of contact between the search firm, applicants, and the city commission, with the city attorney to provide legal support to the clerk and the city commission throughout the process. Third, if you decide to go with an ITQ, you would need to approve the ITQ document, which is attached as Exhibit A to your LTC, which was included in your agenda packets today. And finally, if you choose to proceed with an ITQ, you would also need to appoint designees who would rank and recommend the top responders. The commission, of course, would have final decision, and the commission could opt to view all responding firms. The designees that you would appoint would provide a recommendation only. In recent procurements, this task of ranking and recommending top firms has been delegated to the city attorney, the city clerk, and the chief procurement officer. Of course, you can choose to delegate this function to others. Back to you.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. I'm sure we all have that down. I won't test anybody, but I think now is a good time. Juana, I'd like to ask our Human Resources Director, Marla Alpizar, to discuss the process, also your recommendations. I'd like to actually hear. You have a wealth of experience doing this. You're obviously familiar with the current firm and what options we would have if we went outside of that, and I'd love to hear your opinions and recommendations.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, Mayor and City Commission. I'm Marla Alpizar, the city's HR director. To speak to HR's experience with the current firm, our experience has been positive. The firm has been very professional, very responsive. They have a very broad reach, and they have returned to us, for example, on our very first search for the building director, very diverse and very qualified candidates for the city's consideration. We have had nothing but positive experiences with the current firm. I do want to let you know that Ms. Mary Jacobs and Mr. Jim Dineen are on standby on Zoom if you wish to ask them questions. They have a presentation that is brief they could make if you so choose, and they can speak to other recruitments they have made in Florida and across the country that are similar. Mayor, I would not presume to give the commission a recommendation, but I have related our experiences with this firm, and they have been very positive.
Thank you. Commissioner, I'm going to start with Commissioner Magazine. Sure. Commissioner Suarez.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you to HR. We had a discussion, and I guess I'd be hard-pressed to think of a reason why we wouldn't go with the faster route. Just seemed to be peak bureaucracy if we sit here and delay. We'd just be having meetings about having, this would quite literally be a meeting about having a meeting. So we are confident with the firm that we already have under contract. I believe we still have money allocated towards that. We are comfortable working there. I ask you, and maybe Marla, if you just come up to, so we can, would you have any red flags about why we shouldn't go with this company?
No, sir. There are no red flags.
And I apologize for asking a question I knew the answer to, because I asked you exactly that. That was my one question when we spoke. We're getting a professional recommendation. I have no reason otherwise to deviate from that, and it gets us on a faster timeline, which I think is absolutely critical to provide the certainty and stability about the direction and the person who is going to help provide the direction for our city. So absent any compelling reason that I haven't thought of that I hear from my colleagues today, I'm certainly going to look to move this forward in an expedited fashion.
Okay. Well, why don't we hear everyone? Well, Commissioner Suarez.
Just to make it brief, I echo what Commissioner, my colleague Magazine said. I think we need to be I think we need to go fast as possible to select the next city manager of our city. We should not delay. I think waiting till December would not be the right approach for where we are as a city. So I'm in full agreement with moving with option one.
And I think the mayor just had to run to the back when he told me I could speak next.
Sure.
Madam Vice Mayor, through the Vice Mayor.
Yeah, Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you, Madam Vice Mayor. I want to thank our HR director for her presentation. I agree. I think moving in a process that gets us to an outcome sooner rather than later, I think it can work well. I had the opportunity to interview the company once, having been through this process in the past. As a staff member of the organization, having witnessed firsthand past selection processes, they described a process that I believe is what is typical in the industry, but they also thought outside the box on other ways that we can engage the community and get feedback, and knowing that they're not just looking for applications, but knowing that they go out there and contact the very best people in the country. So they truly seem well positioned to lead a very professional search for our city, and I echo everything that my two colleagues have already mentioned. And I would second Commissioner Magazine's motion. Thank you, Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you. Commissioner Bott.
I met with some of the staff yesterday via Zoom, and I was a little dubious, I think, going into the meeting, but really felt like there were some good thoughtful, not even thoughtful, but some good answers about how things were going to be approached, and understanding that, you know, Miami Beach is a weird little city with a giant global footprint, and that it's not just filling any other city manager job around the country. And so I was successfully dissuaded of my reservations, so I would also be inclined to support going this route.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Dominguez.
Thank you. I, too, had a meeting on Zoom with the firm, and I'd be comfortable moving forward with them. There's money in the budget for them to do the search, and so I am in agreement with my colleagues.
Thank you. Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
I'm on board. I think we need to be expeditious with this. I would like to ask a few things. When we develop the criteria, when will we be deciding on the criteria for the job description? Is it here on the timeline?
It is on the timeline. They will work with each one of you individually, and they will send us a job description. We will share that via LTC. We will obtain your feedback individually, and then when we come back here on May 15th, we will put forth what we hope is the final version that everybody has you know, commented on and agreed to. Okay. So by May 15th, you would have a job description.
Okay, then yes.
Important that everybody, you know, responds in a timely manner whenever they're you know, because if we're going to expedite and move quickly, we all need to participate in a timely manner.
Okay, so I look forward to hearing what all of us work on the qualifications of the May 15th meeting.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Marla.
Oh,
Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez?
That's going to be a long conversation. Is it possible at this meeting, for example, to refer it to Commissioner Magazine's meeting for tomorrow so that we can have a rudimentary conversation so that at least we know where we are going into this? We don't spend so much time on May 15th, you know, hours debating certain things, or is that not... Can we not do that because it wasn't noticed, or is that not something you'd like to do? But most of the time, you have like the six of us at that meeting, which number one allows you, Mayor Minor, to hear where all of us are in a Sunshine Forum. And then maybe on May 15th, we just come up with a nice, tidy little list and we vote on it.
I see Commissioner Fernandez shaking his head, so I'm going to call on him.
Like
well, just my experience has been, and again, my experience has not been as an elected official, but more as a staff person observing. The mayor has been an elected official through a past search. But what experience tells me is that you know, these companies work best sitting down one-on-one with each one of the elected officials, interviewing us and us giving feedback to this headhunting company, this executive search firm, on what we want from a city manager, what we don't want from a city manager, what do we like about our past manager, what didn't we like about our past manager, what are things about our city that we like and don't like, so that then they can get positive and negative feedback and create a criteria that reflects the feedback that they received from each one of the individual city commissioners. Referring this item to tomorrow's finance meeting, number one, these conversations are held best one-on-one with a headhunter. And I don't know if the headhunter would be able to be present at tomorrow's finance meeting. In addition to that, I do think that that this initial conversation that each of us have with a headhunter should be one-on-one, you know, not necessarily in a public setting, because I think we should be able to speak very candidly and very frankly with this headhunting firm. And so I think that the most, and I just want to defer. I want to seek the input of our HR director. Your thoughts about
okay,
that?
I withdraw. Let's just keep.
Okay. Well, no. I just okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I think we have unanimous support here. Do you want to speak?
Yeah, just for...
Okay. I think we have unanimous vote here, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think it seems like we're obviously going to vote in favor of this. But, you know, Mr. Mayor, perhaps you want to give us, I don't know, 2-3 minutes to just lay out some ideas that we have now that we're all here together. I mean, I totally understand the idea of meeting with a headhunter one-on-one to discuss. But at the end of the day, you know, the reason we have these sunshine meetings is so that we can collaboratively discuss this as a body. We, Alex, Commissioner Fernandez might have an idea that I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And then I may have an idea that makes sense. And when we come to a sort of a collaborative agreement on what makes sense. And to a certain extent, I thought that what we were going to discuss a little bit today, I'm a little disappointed that we're not, but that's totally fine if we're going to have another meeting. I do think that if we put this to the May 15th meeting, it's going to be a long, it's probably a couple hours. I would be in favor of perhaps another meeting or maybe just taking a couple of minutes here before the conclusion of this meeting. But that's up to you.
So I'll give you my thoughts on that. First of all, I'm not going to cut you off if you want to do it. I don't think it is the best use of our time. I'll tell you why. We are going to have the one-on-one conversations with the executive search firm. There's going to be an LTC that then incorporates all that. And then we are going to have the collective knowledge of what they put together, which means the seven of us is going to be in that LTC. We're going to have the benefit of that information. We don't have that now. And, yes, we can hash it out here. But let them do their homework. And then, yes, it's going to be a long conversation. I don't foresee it being a couple hours because I think a lot of the legwork is going to be done by the search form that you're going to read in the LTC. We'll make as much time as we need. It's single-handedly the most important decision we're going to make as a collective body picking our CEO. So I think that's the best way to do it, and I think it's going to streamline it significantly doing that.
Okay.
Cool. But thank you. And Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you. And I just want to know if we, with that, as you were mentioning, it seems like we might be unanimously approving chronology one. With that, are we also doing the appointment as of the city attorney and the city clerk to guide or to be kind of the liaisons in the process? And I think that is important because that does ensure the impartiality of this process. Is that part of what we're approving with chronology
one? Yes.
Mr. City Attorney.
The second decision that you would need to make today And actually, there will be no additional decisions because I understand that it was by acclamation that you all wish to go with chronology one or option one, is to appoint Ralph Granato, the city clerk, as the point of contact between MGT and the applicants and the city commission. And I would continue to provide legal support to the clerk as well as to the commission throughout the process. So that would be the other part of this resolution that you would need to approve today.
Got it. Just wanted to get that clarification.
Okay. So our vote will include both of those issues, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So I'll second the motion.
Great. Thank you, Marla. And by the way, I also met, a couple of days ago with the GovHR. I was very impressed with them. And also, the proof is in the pudding, like you said. You were very impressed with the candidates they got for the building manager, building director position. So hopefully that'll yield great results. So thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Meeting adjourned?
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.